And the question is, Rava holds Pagini Diburi. We said the property, what? The guy himself he gets, the property himself he doesn't get. Right? Also in the case of Kol Nechasoi. Right, that's both cases we made a split called Pagini Dibur according to Rav. Which Tana does he hold like? Aryeh. Which Tana does he hold like? Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is of the opinion if you say Kol Nechasai Li'olam, the man goes free unless you say this appellation of one ten thousand. Now let's look at the top Taisus, okay? Where Taisus has a tremendous Chiddush. It's going to be Chiddush on Rashi, and I gave the Rambam. And Hilchos Schiva Matane, it's a fascinating shita that the shita Saram has with the Ravid. Let's go right to it on Tesam Ralph from the top Taisus. Okay? Nate, you want to read? You don't want to read. Okay. I appreciate the transparency. Okay? Asher, go ahead. Let's go. Tesam Ralph. Okay? Go ahead. Tesam Ralph. Go ahead. Let's see the Taisus from the top. Li'olam. He's a Ben Chaim. Yeah, go ahead.
Rashi explains. Made it from Rav Shimon that from what Rav Shimon says, Li'olam mashma implies to lo shna that there's no difference. If it's a kind of shar nechasim.
Exactly. Even if the Eved gets other property, gigon. What's pirish mean? Remember, we get every line. You elucidate the what? You elucidate the reservation, the shear. What does reservation mean? What you're reserving for yourself. That means the other property, what? They ever will get, yes? Go ahead. The low shna.
And there's no difference if it's a low kona.
And there's no difference where you're not kona the other property. Keep going. Oh, he didn't mention the karka that he left over. The hainu de kus of lay. He says all the property give her to plenty. I have a chutzmi base kur karka, except for what?
Base
kur karka means an acre. So in that case, you don't get any land because why? Because you didn't identify which land, so you never know if that's the land you wanted to give over. So at the end of the day, Yisrael. At the end of the day, what's the din? The din is you know what?
You don't give him any.
He doesn't get any karka. So I don't care whether he gets any karka or not. The hashto what? Lo kadoshu karka. B'chol zos. Why not? The b'chol kad v'chad. Because each one of them.
This is what he kept for himself.
Exactly. So you don't get anything, the Eved. But what does he get? He does get himself free. Why doesn't he get anything? Because Motsu Mechavero, Olav Laviraya. Excellent. Go ahead.
Therefore,
Vafilu Hachi, nevertheless. Nevertheless, he's a Ben Charin. Alma, we see. Excellent. Go ahead. The Hakol what? What do you mean? He said all the property. He said all. And he ends up only getting him what?
No one gets himself.
Exactly. So in both scenarios, whether you mention the parcel land or whether you don't, he always gets himself. So what does that show you, Yisrael? Come on. I hope you went over to the Gemara with your Chavrusa Lamaisa. Jonathan Linder, did you go through it with him? So you see Paul getting Dibura, because he gets himself. Whether he gets property or doesn't get property, he got himself. So no matter how you slice it, it's Paul getting Dibura, yes? But Rashi writes black and white, if you don't identify the piece of land, do you get any property? Zero. Why don't you get any property? Yisrael, why not? Because why? Go ahead, Usher.
Because that could be the piece of property.
That could be the piece of property that he's leaving over, yes? Yisrael, please, come on, let's focus. Okay, we focus on the Sixers? Come on, let's get out of here. Come on. Let's go. Let's focus, okay? Focus on the real thing. Now, if it's the Sixers, who cares, the mice? Let's go. This is the focus, okay? All right, let's go. You got it? They're in the playoffs. Go ahead. That's all you got to know. Focus on the Gemara, okay? You got me? All right, you got it? So that's the Terrence, okay? That's Shishitas Rashi. Now, look what Tyson says. Go ahead. Akasha.
He has a question. Even though he didn't mention the name of the land.
Oh. Taisa says, I disagree with you, Rashi. Even if you don't mention the karka, I don't care. You still get all the karka.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ella she yad ha'eved al tachtonim.
Oh, what does that mean?
The hand of the eved, his legal case is a weak claim.
Excellent. Go on. Sheyikach.
V'yikach ha'adam la'atzmo be'kor me'idis shevenechasim.
Meaning
that the master can take like from the best of the best. Of
excellent.
The
excellent. You guys know what that means? Mayor Haas, please. You're back from Florida. Focus. You're back from Florida. Now you're back into the Torah. There's three types of quality of property, real estate, in halacha. Gemara Baba Kama Daf Ches. Yidis is the best. Beinonis is the middle. And what's the worst called? Ziboiris. Why don't you get this down in your notes? If someone gets damaged, he collects from the guy's cash or karka. He gets the best. A nizik gets idis. A balchov, I lend a guy money. 30 days, I lend him $100,000. 30 days later, he doesn't have the cash. Then am I going to take your land? What land? Beinonis, middle. If a woman gets divorced, God forbid, her husband dies, what does she collect on a ksuba? Ziboiris, the worst. You must know this, guys. Please get it. Again, fifth parak of getting. Nizik? You're right, not just Baba Kamas and Armasichta. We should have quoted that. Correct, Artie. Mistake is corrected. Accepted. Mois. Arya said I should have quoted the Masechta at hand, but we're learning. Fifth parak, he's right. I might have. No, Mois. Might I'll add this. Shivadvaram b'chachem. I don't know if I'm a chachem, but Mishnah says no, but Shivadvaram b'chachem, Shivadvaram b'golem. One of the Shivadvaram b'chachem, Mod al emes. So you're right. I should have mentioned the Masechta at hand. Daf mem tes. But it's also about Bakama daf ches. A nizik gets idis. Balchov gets beninis. Ksubazisha gets ziboiris. So Tosis says, I disagree with you, Rashi. Rashi said this Evid doesn't get one piece of land because you didn't identify what piece of land it is. Tosis says that's not true. The Evid gets all the land, but the master will have the reservation to say, I want to keep the best. Whichever land you want to keep, Mr. Aldo, that's your choice. But the rest of it goes to who? Yeah. The Evid. Read that inside again, Usher.
The Kasha.
Excellent. Shame. Mikomakom.
Mikomakom kona kokarka de isle.
Excellent. He gets everything. Ella.
Ella shiata evid al tachton. Except for the fact that the legal case of the evid is weak.
Regarding quality of karka. Go ahead. Shiikach.
The ikach ha'adam la'atzmo beit kor me'idis. The master can take from the best of the best.
Exactly. So, because you said kol nechasa except for base core karka. Well, the evid lemaisa gets everything but a base core. What's the base core? You didn't say which the base core is. So, you know what? I'll tell you. I'll take which one I want. So, you see that when you don't elucidate what karka it is. What is the din? He has a weak claim. Kiddush non the base core. Perik base core. Babasa daf kuv zayin. Go ahead.
If I sell you half my deal. I'll keep for myself half the field.
Half the field I sell to you. The din is the mocher can leave the lokeh chetzi sadeu. Mefarash Hashem, the Gemara says, go ahead. The buyer takes the worst one, the weaker one. Yes? Excellent, because his case, legal case, is weak as well. It's mostly a raya. And therefore, we see that this din comes true, that what? That his legal case is clean, and therefore he only gets what? So it's very difficult on Rashi. Why does Rashi say that what? That if he says, kol nechasa laploni, what's the din? He doesn't get any karka, right? What should be the din? The Evid should get all the karka except for the best stuff, right? And therefore what? Why do you, he should be kona what? He should get himself and get the property. Why does Rashi say like this? Now, did you guys have any thoughts about what we learned in the Tosis yesterday on the bottom? Didn't Tosis also bring up that principle of Yad Shtar al Tachtona? Yes, Tosis is asking on Rashi that Rashi says that if you don't identify what piece of land it is, the Evid doesn't get any land. He just gets himself. Tosis says, not true. He should get all the land except for what? The 1 acre that was reserved, and let him choose the Adon, which part, the best one, he can keep that. But the rest of the carcass should go to the Evid. So what does Rashi say that for? Now, didn't Tosis, the previous Tosis, also say, Aryeh, Yad Balashtar Tachtona? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. What did he do that for? Who did he use that for?
Abaye.
Abai is the one who said you get neither. You don't get yourself, you don't get your property. You don't get your property, you don't get yourself. Mitoksha what? Shalokonachas walkonatsvo. Now he used Yad Vashar Tachton in what way? In a stronger way, he said the guy gets zero. Yes? He doesn't go free, he doesn't get any property. This Tosa is working within who? Rava, with the Reb Shimon. Excellent, the Yomen. And therefore, he has a limited version of Yad Baal Tzar Sechtona, but at least in what? At least it allows the other to keep the quality, but the rest of the property should go to who? Should go to the Evid. It's a great Kashin, Lamaisa. It's a great Kashin. Now, who else learns like Rashi? Let's pile it on. Azriel, please get this down. The Rif. The Rif learns like Rashi as well. Okay? The Rif learns like Rashi as well. Okay? So, what am I trying to do by saying that? The stakes are higher now. No, not only is it a Kash on Rashi, is it a Kash on the Rif as well. So, how are we going to answer this? So, get this down. The Ran and the Ramban give the following answer. Yes? They say it's different over there. Why is it different over there? Shiny Hussam. Why is it different over there? Why is it different over there? What do you say, Yisrael? Because over there, in the case of Abashi, you specify which field it was. So if you specify which field it is, what do? You give the worst field to who? To the buyer, and you keep that by the seller. But when you don't specify which field it is, you don't have to give him what? You don't have to give him anything. Exactly. That's a Rashi answers. That's a very sharp answer. And that's the Rambam I gave you. Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. Enochos Chiyam Atonet. Don't bring me the Gemara and Baba Vas. That's where you specified, are you? Here there was no specification. Here there's no specification at all. It says, you didn't specify which field it is. Rashi said that. Right? Rashi said, all these cases in Baba Vas, you specify where it was. Base Kor Ploni, right? The question is, we don't know. It's got to be a certain quadrant. We don't know which quadrants it is. Is it the good one or the bad one? Jonathan Linder, you follow me? So according to the Ran and the Ramban, right? Who argues on the Rambam? Who argues on the Rambam? The Ravid, right there. He's holy. The Ran and the Ravid ask for many Gemaras that even if it's not a Dover Shem Mesuyim, you are Konan. Even by a Dover Shem Mesuyim, you are Konan. Okay? You are Kona the property. So the Ran and the Ravid Lamaisa ask on the Rambam from many Mikaris, but the bottom line is that, you know, the truth of the matter is, do you understand that Chiluk? Do you understand that Chiluk? What should make a difference? I don't understand the Chiluk. Who cares whether it's specific or not? Rishmu Rozovsky has the Kasha. What's the difference whether it's a Dover Mesuyim or not? What should make a difference? Why should it make a difference? A Dover Shein Mesuyim and that Gemara Lamaisa, oh, so that's why he gets it. Right? Ain't a Tzarkli Telo, but you don't have to give him any feel when you're not Messiah. What should make a difference, Lamaisa? He doesn't understand the Svara. So.
The Rabbi gives a potential answer, though.
What'd you say?
The Rabbi gives a potential answer, though.
Go ahead.
He said, we will lie, and then finished up.
What did he say, Aaron? I didn't bring my number.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that the answer that we're giving the Maisa is that the Ran and the Ramban say that the Rimigash answer to his Kasha is that only in a case where you Messiah the Sada, then you give him the worst one. But if you're not Messiah the Sada, he doesn't get anything. So he's asking, I don't know what the Svar should be, Lamaisa. What should be the Svar, whether you do a Dover Mesuyim or a Dada Dover Mesuyim? What should make a difference, Lamaisa? Why should it make a difference? So the Kovach Yurim, the Pnei Yoshua and the Kovach Yurim say like this. I want you to get this. There's something, you got this? Listen to what the Kovach Yurim and Pnei Yoshua say. You ready, Oren? The Pnei Yoshua and the Kovach Yurim say, the Kovach Yurim is a Chelik Bey, Simulam Adalad. He answers that over there we're talking about a Kinei Chazaka, or a Kesef or Chalipin. When you do a different type of Kinyan, Chazaka, you know what Chazaka is? What's Chazaka? Three ways. You walk around the field, build a fence, or dig a ditch. Or you make a what? Or you make kesef, money, or chalipin. Here we're talking about what? Kinyan shtar. There's a big difference between the two. Only by a kinyan shtar does Rashi say you get nothing. What's the svara? Because the Pnei Yoshua says it's got to be doomed to say for a miknit. What does it say in your meow? Through the fact the shtar gets to the guy's hand, you acquire the what? You acquire the field. Mashen came, where you don't know which field it is, yes? Mashenker, you don't know which field it is. There's no way it's a sefer miknin. You don't know which field it is. So when does Rashi say you don't get anything, Nate? By kinin star. That's the only. Don't give me the Gemara Bava Basra. Kinyan Bava Basra is a case where you did another type of kinyan. When you get another type of kinyan, you do get all the property. You might not get the best property, but you get all of them. Please get that down, Usher. Our case is star. Star means you have to know concretely which star I'm getting, which field I'm getting. If you don't know, you get zero. This is what the Pnei Yeshua and the Kobe Shurim says. A very stark answer. Because the Sugyan Bava Basra base kur, which they try to prove that you get all the property from, that's talking about kesef, chazaka, kesef, or what? Or chalipin. Talking about chazaka, kesef, chalipin. In that case situation, you'll get your stuff. But by star, if you don't know what it is, then you're not going to get anything. If you don't know which sun it is, and then it's not called sefer amikna. The star is not activated. There's a din in star. Do you have to what? You have to know. Shaideh star giliyot. You have to know which field it is. What about? I don't know which field I'm getting. Well, if you don't know which field you're getting with the star, then you get zero. It's a very sharp answer, no? What's the whole point of a star, Rabbi Chanan says? What's the whole point of a star? The whole point of the star is the rayonship star. The ray inside of the star. What's the raya? What's the raya? You do a deal, right? If you guys don't want to go into smicha or chinuch, if you don't, remember I said it's only the second one. You don't want to go into right, so you go into real estate, right? You want to do a deal. You want to do a deal in real estate, you better know which deal it is. I want that skyscraper. I want that skyscraper, not the other one. Oh, I thought it was the other one. You don't do that at the deal. That doesn't work like that. You know, there's different types of hedge funds. There's a real estate type of hedge fund. You know that? It's a very unique type of thing. It's called a real estate hedge fund. Very intricate. You think they don't, when they do a deal, they don't know which skyscraper it is? No, we didn't mean the Sears Tower. We meant the what? We meant the other thing in Vancouver. Or what's that in Seattle? Whatever it is, the high tower there in Seattle. I mean, come on. You don't do a deal like that. You're not specific. You write the deal. Which one am I doing? The Sears, it's not called Sears Tower anymore. I forgot what it's called. Wilton?
Willis.
Willis Tower, right. They changed the name.
I don't know.
No, it was the Front Empire Stapling. Or the Standard Oil Building in Chicago. Come on. You do a deal, you're specific. Sefer HaMikneh means I have to know what Sodom's getting. Our Sugyos don't have a star. You don't have a star? Done. Finished. You don't know which field it is? The star was not activated. It does not work. Don't give me the Gemara Bava Basra. That was talking about Kesef, Chazaka, and what else? Chalipin, excellent. There I don't need to know. It's a very sharp swar because a star works on the proof inside. You wrote the deal up. Is it there? Is it not there? If it's not there, it's not a deal. That's what Bechonin says. The getter of Kinyan Star is a Raya Shiva Star. It's got to be Mukach Mitoka, what I'm buying. It's got to be Mukach Mitoka Star, what I'm buying. Here there's no Raya Mitoka, the star. It's a joke. I don't know which kark I'm buying, so how can it work? So don't ask me a kash on that. That's what they want to say. This is what they want to say. It's an interesting terence. Because Lamaisa, now it answers Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's kasha, there's a big difference between a Dover Masuyim and a Dover Shenim Masuyim. Okay? Because if I'm working with Star, I got to know what I'm working with. Okay? Tosis obviously didn't buy that. And Tosis says, I disagree with Rashi. So Tosis says, I got a great kasha. Let's go with Tosis' shot. Go ahead, Rashi. You're doing a great job. Okay? So because of these kashas on Tosis and Rashi, what did you say, Voimiri? Yeah, go ahead.
On that answer.
Yes?
So we say that the whole way the Kinyanim work is that you need the das of the baal, you need the das of the...
Three ingredients. Excellent. Das baal, das kone, das makne, and amaisa kinyan. But I don't need specificity.
You don't have specificity, you don't have actual das.
Yes, we do. We're doing a deal. We're doing a deal. We're doing a chazaka.
We're doing a thing.
But it don't have to have the specificity of the details like I do with a star. A star works based on the raya inside the star. There's a body of work on the paper that shows what the deal is. When I do an action, a different way of a kinyan, when I do chazaka, when I do kesef, when I do chalipin, all we know is we're doing a deal. That's all. Does not have to be specific. You mischayev yourself. You mischayev kedushin, right? Misad of Kedushin. The Chosin is mischayev himself to what? To support his wife. And God forbid if he dies, he'll give her the ksuba. God forbid he divorces her, he'll pay her the ksuba. But it doesn't have to be so specific. You're making the kinyan. The star ksuba is a star raya. Doesn't have to be that specific. Star, when the kinyan is working as a star, it's got to be specific from Aleph to Tav. A to Z. You got me? And that is the answer we're given. Okay? Tosfos doesn't buy it. Tosfos doesn't buy it. Taisus might hold like you, Binyamin. Taisus will hold like you. That just like the other Kinyanim, Lemaisa, right? Just like the other Kinyanim, The other kinyanim should be like star. The other star should be like the other kinyanim. Tosis doesn't buy this. He doesn't put a star on the other side. You don't have to know specificity. As long as what, you should get all the other property. Okay? All right, go ahead. Okay. Let me read, because of these kashas. Let's go, guys. Go ahead. I love that word, I love all words of Hebrew. But le'olam, we said how telling that word is. Le'olam in reality. What gemara did we call yesterday? What gemara did we call yesterday, le'olam? The end of Shir. Le'olam, mitok shabalishma? Mitok shaloshma, balishma. What gemara did Pesachim nunam ebeis? Reb Chaim Volozhin says, why does it say le'olam? Because you can't go from 0 to 2. Remember we said that? You wake up in the morning, guy does it to Torah Mitzvah, all of a sudden he's doing the Shema. Come on, you have to build up gradually. Go ahead. You build up gradually. You want to be rewarded for doing mitzvahs. Then eventually you'll do it l'shma. Go ahead. Voimiri, read again. Voimiri.
That even if we only had this in this city or this field,
so even if he only has that city or that field, he goes free. Even though it did not fulfill the star of Nichsei Aploni Avdi Kolikar, right? You didn't fulfill that at all. The guy only had one field and one city. One city and one field, and what happens, Nate? The Eved doesn't even get that. All he does is get himself. So what do you see from there? That's the word Le'olam. Le'olam means even if you only have what? One field or one city, he still goes free. That's what he's trying to say. That's what Tais is trying to say. Tais is choylik on Rashi. He says le'olam means what? He's coming to add on that even if you have what? Only one field or one city, you still will go free. Kidik Tani. Seifa b'tosefta.
Seifa b'tosefta d'bava basra.
Go ahead. The Perakamet Bey. It also. Excellent. The Tosefta Bey. Go ahead. Because it says. Yeah. Excellent. Unless you say it's 1/10,000. Amar. This is a new case. What happens is he's giving everything. Chutz me'ir ploni, misada ploni. Excellent. The Eved gets the property. What do you mean the property? There is no property. What do you mean the property? What does that mean, property? Did you guys notice that? That's referring to the Reisha, right? Yesh Nechasim. That was referring to the Reisha. In the Reisha, where you would have property, right? Then you would get that property. But in the Sefer, there's no property anyway. Go ahead.
Inquires himself to be free.
Exactly. It's not fulfilled, right? Ella. It's just what? The only property is... The word Kol Nechas is fulfilled and manifest through the what? Through the Eved getting himself. So it's not like I'm lying, because I am fulfilling it myself. Go ahead. Therefore, Havamina, when you said Chutz, I would think it's Mavato, my speech, Masha Omar. I would think it's Mavato when I say Kol Nechse, and therefore if you only have one city, right, and you write that with all the property, maybe it means what? You're giving what? Because you can't just say what? That you're giving him the Eved. Because Kolnis is Lashon Rabin. So when you write Chutz Mir Ploni, maybe you're being Chozer Bo from the Dibur of Kolnichse. And therefore what? You should only get, he only gets himself and not the Eved, right? It's not Sayach Lashon Nichse, Lashon Rabin. So I'd have a Havamin in your Mavatol and you only get what? He only gets the Eved, right? He only gets the Eved. Go ahead. That's what I would think of the Havamina. No, the Havamina is you would think it's Mavato the Dibor, right? And it's not Shach to say Nichse is Lashon Rabin. And therefore, just like Mavato the Dibor of Kol Nichse, Legabi the Nechasim, it's Mavato and also Legabi the Eved. So he wouldn't even get himself. That's the Havamina, right? Kamash Mulan, go ahead. Mishum, I don't have, you know, it's not Mishum, but I'm saying, is it? Exactly. So even though he doesn't get what property at all, like Nate said, but he does what does get himself. So therefore we prove that Reb Shimon holds what? Pagini Diburu. So I ask you, Lamaisa, okay? What's the din, Lamaisa? What's the din according to what? What's the Machlokes Rashi Taisus?
The Machlokes is that according to Rashi, it seems to suggest that Pagini Diburu.
Right. We all both suggest Pagini Diburu, but the question is, Rashi says, in a situation where what? where the karka was not specified, what does Rashi say? The Eved just gets himself, and he gets no property at all. What does Tosfos say? Not only does he get himself, he also gets all the property, except for the best stuff the Adon keeps for himself. That's one nekuda they're arguing on, yes? Please get that down in your notes. That's one nekuda they're arguing on. Number two, what comes out from this is that Tosfos says that the Leolam, the Reb Shimon's coming to add on to the Tanakama. And what he's trying to come on to add on to the Tanakama is that even if you know what, mention any specific karka, your Yotzel Lecheiris, and even if the only karka you have is that karka, which you would think is Mavatal everything, that not only should he not get the karka, he should not get the what? Rab, get the Eved, because Lichse is a Lashon what? Rabim, right? And I would think you wouldn't even get free. Kamashma, we do make the split. So at the end of the day, what? No, Rashi doesn't get involved in that. Rashi doesn't get involved in that. But what I want to say at the end of the day is, what is the Lashon of Kol Nechase then? You guys tell me. Slav Davka, yes? Slav Davka, because at the end of the day, Kol Nechase was only the Eved. The property he keeps. Okay? So this is a very big machloikis to Rashi Tosfos regarding the property. And Lamaisa, what is the function of the Olam? Tosfos hones in and says, that's what it means, Palginin. That's what it means, Palginin. Because if I would ask you, how do you formulate Palginin according to Rashi? Even where what? What's the din? According to Rashi, what is the highlights of Palginin Diburah? Even where you don't get any property, you still get yourself. That's Palginin Diburah. According to Tosfos, how do you see what? Palginin Diburah? Even when you're Mavato, the words what? Kol Nikse, you still get yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're Mavato Kol Nikse. Now, I would have thought that Kol Nikse would have Mavato even getting what? Even getting the Eved. Because Moshe Rabbim, no, we don't say it to that degree. We say it's Lav Dav, Kol Nikse means the property, not the Eved. So, again, the two Nakudas I want you to get from this, Machlis Rashi Tosfos, Meir Haas. And Yehuda. Number one is that where the karka was not specified, does the Eved get any property? According to Rashi, no, only gets himself. According to Tosfos, does he get the property? Yes, except for what? The best stuff is kept by the other. That's number one. Number two, in what sense are we highlighting Palginin Diburah? In what sense are we highlighting Palginin Diburah? According to Rashi, how are we highlighting Palginin Diburah? Are ye? That even if what? Even if the guy doesn't get anything, he still gets himself. And according to Tyson, what do we say? Even if it's called Nechasai, and it was only one ear, one son or one ear, yes? And usually called Nechasai is Lashon Rabim, right? So therefore you would think he should get himself, and what else? He should get himself. He said, Kol Nechasai Lamaisa, except for that one ear. So I would think that what? I would think that's Mavato the whole thing when he said the word Chutz. That Chutz is Mavato the whole thing. He shouldn't get himself or any property. Kamash Mani gets himself because of Pagin Diburu. Okay? So that's the different way to what to work out the Gemara, Halacha Lamaisa. See, Tosfos focuses on a place where you actually only had one field. You know what I mean? Rashi says that's not the case. Rashi is going to have many fields, but he's not getting anything because he didn't specify. See, we're both trying to pronounce or not pronounce or accentuate Pagin Diburah. The question is, from what framework are you doing that? Rashi, you're doing it from a framework where what? Where no karka was specified, so he gets no karka. According to Tosfos, it's being accentuated from what? Where he only had one piece of land, and that was it. And he's not even going to get that land, but he will get himself. Okay? So there's really two Nakudas that Rashi and Tosfos are arguing on. The first one is in Api Halacha, in Lamdas, does he get any property? Number two is in the Pshat and the Gemara, how are you accentuating what? The Din of Palginin Diburah. This is how you learn up the Tosfos, guys. This is how you learn up the Tosfos, okay? And I think it speaks to the notion of how different a star is, and what is our Lamdas? Our Lamdas is how different is a star than another Kinyon. Rashi in the Riff will say they're very much different. You have to know specificity what's going on, which star it is. And the Tosfos says, no, you don't. You don't have to know specificity. It says, Sefer HaMikne. Who says you have to know specifically which field it is? It's a very big machlokes. You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of like the Gemara. Did you guys learn the Gemara in Gittin HaChafam? There's something called Sfiras Dvarim. Aryeh, did you learn that? Sfiras Dvarim? There's a concept called Sfiras Dvarim. A get has to tell a story. Question is, does a star kinyan have to tell a story? Well, to tell a story, you usually have to have what? Specificity. Yes? You want to tell a good story? Did I ever tell you guys in Azraeli? I have a master's in Azraeli. I told you that. Master's of science from Azraeli. Don't worry, Mamas. I'm not bragging about it, okay? But one of the classes, I think I told you on the Shabbaton, was a storytelling class. Remember that? From Penina Shram. She's a wonderful teacher. She taught me. I got a B. Sheila's a B. I got a B. But she was a storytelling. How to tell a storytelling. I still don't know I got the B. I should have gotten an A in that class. Still upset. I'm not really upset about it. But what, you know, you live with, people get so upset. What's the difference? Okay, maybe I was upset for 3 seconds after I said it. Okay? I guess I have still a little bit, if I remember many years later. No, I'm not really that upset about it. But A minus? Couldn't give me A minus? Okay, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, you tell a story. Is a story a good story when you're talking about generalities or specific? What's a better story? When it's specific. So I want to tie them. I want to say the machlokes is this mandate of Sfiris Dvarim apply to a Star Kinyan by Lomas? It applies in Gittin. We're seeing Ostikal Tur. It says on Davchov. What Dav is it? Davchov. You have it there? Because my Mesichta doesn't have it till past Davchov. No? You have it there, Lamaisa? Sfiris Dvarim. What Dav is it? Chafal from Beis? That's a by get. Is there a requirement of Sfiris Dvarim by what? By Star Kinyan. So I want to say that's a Machlokes. Where does the Gemara say Sfiris Dvarim? What'd you say? Thank you very much, Nate. Chafal from Beis? Top of Chafal Beis, Nate says. Sfiris Dvarim? Excellent. Excellent, Nate. Very good. It says, Sfiris Dvarim Hudasa. What does Sfiris Dvarim Hudasa mean? It means he's got to tell a story. The get's got to tell a story. Unfortunately, this man is divorcing his wife. It's a terrible thing. Horrible. I just heard a guy just divorced his wife. 6 kids. Terrible thing. Because of kids. That's all luck of Sfiris Dvarim. Right? Sfiris Dvarim. He's not part of our shul. I don't know if I could have helped. But I might say, maybe if it was part of our show, I could try to help. Try to keep them together. Impacts the children. The get has to tell a story. I want to know in financial matters, does your Star Kinyan have to tell a story? So Rashi says it does. It does. Is it the Willis Tower? Or is it that tower in Seattle? Or is it the Standard Oil Building? Or is it the Empire State Building? That's what Rashi holds. When the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Ve'Sefer Mikta, you better tell a story. I want specifics. And Tzitzis says, why? It should be like any other Kinyan. You don't have to be specific. You have to have, like Binyamin said, you got to be on the right page. You're doing a deal. You need a Maisa Kinyan. You need Das Makna, Das Kainan. Who says you need specificity? What is the Machlekes based on? Please get it down. Is there a mandate of Sfiris Dvarim and Star Kinyan Medina Momenus? Rashi says there is not. Rashi says that there is. Tzitzis says there is not. That's a lot of time. You'll tell me Rabbi Sfiris Dvarim, like Nate said, is from a pasuk. It says, because of Los Sefer Krisis, tell a story, a book. Maybe that's a bininav for all other stars. Pushup shot, I would have limited to Gittin. But maybe not. Maybe that's to tell a whole story, but not just by Gittin, by Dini Mummus too. And Rashi says, Lomai says it does. It's got to tell a story. And if you don't know what it is, not a good kid. This is ridiculous. It's a special din by Ged. You're saying a whole Kiddush. This mandate to tell a story is limited to getters and apply to financial matters. A star, when you use a star. You follow me? Oren, you follow me? By a get, the Gemara says a chafal mitzvah has to tell a story. A specific man is divorcing a specific woman. When you do a deal in financial matters with a star, when you want to acquire a piece of real estate, does it have to be specific which piece of land? Rashi says it does. Tosfos says it does not. That's a special din by get. And that's exactly what they're arguing out here. Luckily, Joshua Tysus. This mandate of Sfiris Dvarim, does it apply to outside of Get or not? That Gemara there in Get and Sfiris Dvarim was a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? Shefta, I believe, has a whole article on this. He's still tired of Sfiris Dvarim. I have to ask him. Maybe you'll like this shot. Maybe you won't. I don't know. They're running by and we net it. Okay? Let's go to the next Tysus, guys. Okay? You got this? Okay? Sometimes he would tell us, he said a nice shtickle Terry, he says, but he didn't think the Rav would like the pshat. He didn't think the Rav would like it. We said, why? Why don't you do the Rav? He said, maybe too technical. I don't know, I'm saying your shtickle Terry. I'm not sure if he would like the pshat. We got to run it by him. Okay? Let's go next Tysus. You're doing a great job, Usher. Let's go. Before we do next Tysus, you got to invite to the Gemara. We didn't get to that line in Gemara. Let's go. Invite to the Gemara, guys. Back to the Gemara. You know what? Let's start again from there.
How
Let's go. Ketzemes 49 Sunday. Amrle Ravana Bramas. Let's go, guys. Go ahead. Amrle Ravana Bramas. We have much time. Good. Amrle Ravana Bramas.
Amrle Ravana Bramas.
You guys got an extra 45 minutes. So you know what I want you to do? You know what do I want you to do? I want you to take Beis Medrash. I want you to go to the Beis Medrash from 11:30 to 12:15. 45 minutes, go over what we just learned. We have two Beis Medrashes now. Go to the second floor, keep our bylaws on it. Keep our bylaws on it. You got 45 minutes. Please. 12:15 Tuesday. I want you to get off 11:30. Please afterwards. Okay? Can we do it? Please, Mr. Shum. Go ahead.
I'm a layer of out of our mass and their own. So I'm out of our mass and their own. Come on, who are you saying this like? It's Rabbi Shimon.
Go ahead.
He's saying it like Rabbi Shimon. The Omar, the Paulina Gibor, who says that we do make a distinction between one statement. It's not. We learn in the price. A Kosev Kona
Chazal. This not is a Mishnah.
Sorry.
This not is a Mishnah. Go ahead.
We taught in a Mishnah. A Kosev Kona Chazal the Abdu, someone who writes, all my possessions are going to go to my slave, Yatsa Ben Khar. He goes free. Shire karka koshu, if he leaves any amount of karka, lo yetsa ben chor.
Excellent. Shimon Omer.
Rabbi Shimon says, the olam hu ben chor, really he does go free. Ad shiomer kod nechsei nosim leponi chut abdi chutz me echen meir bli yeshiva.
Excellent.
Oh, really he does go free until he says, all my property will give to my slave, except for one small piece of property.
And that we know is referring to who? An Evan.
Yeah.
We know when he says they're referring to Evan. Then we had a Machlech Rashi Tosh, we just spent time, half the shir on right now. Whether if you don't specify the karka, do you get any karka or not? But when you say one in 1/10,000, we know he's referring to the Evid because he's not a nice guy. He's treating him like he's he's nothing. Yes, no, Nate.
Is he 100% referring to the Evid, or we're chashish?
No, we assume that statement is referring. We're chashish that he's referring to the Evid. Yes, we're chashish kavod is for the Evid. Yes, he's not a nice fellow. He's treating him like dirt, which you're not supposed to do. Okay, good. What's that din about Tyson Kedushin Daf Chof? If you only have one pillow, you're supposed to give it to the... You know that? If you only have one pillow, you're supposed to give it to the Eved. You know that? Is that talking about an Eved Ivri or Eved Knaini? It's an Eved Ivri. That's an Eved Ivri. Now, don't you think for one moment, though, Binyom, that you can abuse an Eved Knaini, Chas V'Shalom. That din of one pillow, you're supposed to give to your Eved, that's by an Eved Ivri. But that doesn't mean Eved Knaini, you're supposed to what? Let him sleep on nails? I mean, come on. Rambam says that. You can't abuse an Eved Knaini. He's a half-Jew. You still got to treat him right. Now, you don't have to treat him like an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri, if you have one pillow. Did I ever tell you that story? The Ponovitcher Rav? Ponovitcher Rav had an orphanage. And it was in the early 40s. Come there, so he said, there's a bunch of orphans coming. There's a bunch of orphans coming. We need to what? We need to get pillows and what? And blankets for these orphans and sheets. He made an announcement. He said, I'm doing you guys a favor. He said that in B'nai Brak. He said, I'm doing you guys a favor because I know that if you don't give, you're not going to sleep well. And he quoted that Tysus, that an Eved Ivri, why do you think an Eved Ivri, the Adon, has got to give his one pillow to the Eved Ivri? Because hopefully all Yidim are good guys. We're Golei Chasadim, we're Baishanim, we're Anavim, Rachmanim. He's going to feel so guilty, he's not going to sleep well. So you know what? I'm doing you a favor, says Tysus. Give the pillow to Eved Ivri. Let him sleep on. You'll sleep also well. So everyone at the end of Shabbos gave tons of what? Tons of blankets and pillows. Because they wanted to sleep well. Otherwise, they would have felt bad. They would have felt guilty. Okay, good. So that's by a what? That's by an Eved what? This is by an Eved. This whole suit is talking about Eved Knaini. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
So what does Gemara say now? Now we got a great kasha. Go ahead.
So Rabbi Yosef Bar Yumi says in Rabbi Nachman, Afal pi shekilas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Yosef, I think, praise?
Yes, kilas is praise. Well said.
Even though Rabbi Yosef praised Rabbi Shimon, Elacha Kerevim.
Wow. Now who's Rabbi Meir? We hadn't mentioned Rabbi Meir yet.
He's the Stam Tana
Mishnah. Excellent. The Tana Kam is Rabbi Meir. Now usually, when you say Stam Mishnah's Kerevim Meir, there was no Tana mentioned at all. Here we're identifying the Tana Kam as being who? Rabbi Meir. Excellent. Reb Meir holds you're not Yotze L'Cheiris. So what on earth is Rava talking about? Why does Rava passing like Reb Shimon, Pagin and Diburo? You should hold like the Tana Kama, Reb Meir. Yes? Look at Rashi. Lomar of Nachman. Excellent. Shekiles. Excellent. Like it was Masber, yeah. Very good. Go ahead. Vaiter, Kid Desanya.
Titania. Very taught in a person. Kisha Nemer Devarim Lefnei Rabbi Yossi, when it says the following thing for Rabbi Yossi, Kra Alav HaMikra HaZeh, the reading, I think, of this Pasuk.
When these words were said of Reb Shimon in front of Reb Yossi, he said his lips should be kissed. He's such a great Tamachom. So Asayim Bishak Meshiv Dvarim Nechayim. His lips should be kissed because he said such beautiful Divrei Torah. Should be royally be kissed.
And that's a quote, right?
Yes, that's a quote from a Pasuk in Mishlei. Okay. So what does that show? Even though Reb Yossi loved who's Shita? He loved Reb Shimon Shita, but what?
We still say
Allah is like who? Exactly. This was just exemplifying his praising him. Okay? Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's finish the Gemara, because in order to get the full appreciation of the next studies, we have to finish the Gemara. Go ahead.
Who says
that Rav Nachman said like this? Rav Nachman said, even though Rav Yossi praised Rav Shimon, we all like Rav Meir. Go ahead. Oh.
Someone's on his deathbed.
Excellent. Now, he's called a Shechibra, not a Gosis. You know what a Gosis is? Gosis imminently is about to die. Shchimra is on his deathbed. He could be healed. You got the difference, Meir Haas? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He says, I'm going to give all my stuff to my Eved, the Abed.
It's a responsibility. Responsibility of Meir Haas. Meir Haas called me yesterday. So he got stuck in Florida. That's a responsibility of finding a Chrayis. He's got to be in Seder and Shir. He called me. Wasn't there. Okay, go ahead.
The Abed gets better.
So the guy got better, Baruch Hashem. But he wrote all his property over to his Eved. Go ahead. Oh, the property goes back to the original guy. Go ahead. But he goes free, the guy. Go ahead. No, it's a gift of a deathbed guy. Because he thought he was going to what? Die. But he didn't have to die, so the property goes back. You follow me? What about Vena Chozer Be'Eved? Go ahead. Shame Ben Chor. He already was Mekadosh B'Kedushas Yisrael. You can't put him in servitude again. He went to Mikveh, Mestama. He went to Mikveh.
What if he didn't go to Mikveh, though?
Okay, we're assuming he went to Mikveh. Even if he didn't go to Mikveh, Lamais, he had a Shem Yisrael because he got his Shtar Shichur, you got to say. Once you have your Shtar Shichur, you're on your way. And he wants to, even if he has a technically going to the Mikveh, we still call him like he's fully Jewish. You follow me? Well, then how can you say that, you know, Eina Chozer Be'Eved? Something must have been done. No? Something must have been done.
Well, nothing was done.
Yeah, if nothing was done, there's no issue. But he obviously gave him over to Shtar Shichur. You have to say something was done.
Okay.
So since you have to say something was done, it comes out, Lamaisa.
Right.
Since you have to say something was done, therefore, once he's free, you can't go back on that. So what comes out?
Okay.
That even the Shechimera that wrote right. What did he write?
Kol
Nichseh. What do? We divide up his statement, and we say kol is what? The kol is not fulfilled, and nichse is fulfilled through what? Through the Eved. So what do you see Rav Nachman holds? So how can you tell me a second ago he holds like our mayor who doesn't hold the Pagini Dibura? Steering Rav Nachman. Everyone got the kasha? Yes.
No, because when he said those words, he did say everything free. It just happens to be when they close their bone and when they get back.
You're right, Nate. But at the end of the day, though, I know, but at the end of the day, we're chopping up the Kol Nechasev. We're chopping up the Kol Nechasev to say that the guy goes free.
Not in Dibur, because there is no Dibur here.
I understand, but it's like we said yesterday, it's more Nemanis. It's like Pagini Nemanis. Yes. Or, yes, I think Nate's har is very well taken. Because Lamaisi, you're not chopping up a Dibur, you're taking what? You're taking, there's no star here. He's talking about statements. Now, what is the famous line of Avasra? Divrei Shechivimara kill what? Gemara hasn't gotten. You should have criticized me again. Are you? Now I'm criticizing you in the same genre of mistake. I'm quoting you in the Bava Basra. I should have quoted you to Gittin David Gimel. What does it say in the Gittin David Gimel? Divrei Shechivimara k'ksuvin uchamusrin damo. The words of Shechivimara like they're written and signed. No? It says it also on Daf Tes, Amud Beis, the next Daf, on Amud Beis. What do I got to go to Bava Basra for? Because that's the Makor. But Lamaisa, you feel what I'm saying? See, I'm asking you back on you. You follow me? Why did you ask on me the same genre of Akasha? In the same shir we had this. Why'd they do that? Because the Shechimra is going to get all nervous. He's got to get a sofer, a star, he might die. So he wanted to make it easy for him to do a deal. With his words alone, it's good. That's the Takanas Chacham. A divri Shechimra keksuvin uchmuzrno. The words of Shechimra is like they're written and signed. It's amazing, no? It's like they're written and given over. It's amazing, Kiddush. Divri Shechimra keksuvin uchmuzrno domo. It's automatic. Whatever he says goes. So here he got better. So we say that the chassim stay by him, but the guy goes free. So that is a pagin in nemonis. It is a little bit of a statement too, cutting it. It's a little bit closer. You have a kol nechasa, you're cutting it. You're cutting in vis-a-vis that he gets himself, but he doesn't get the property. So you could view it as a little bit like that. So it's a stirin of Nachman. Read the Rashi's. Guys, look inside. Read the Rashi. Omer of Nachman. Proud of you guys. Let's go. Let's focus. Omer of Nachman.
Omer of Nachman halach for a mare. She does not go free.
Go ahead.
Like we explained later on. Shepasim Yashak, Roy Hu Lenashik. He was fit to kiss.
Oh, fit to be kissed. You see, I have my ghost Linchik, Baruch Hashem, to be kissed. Linasek means to kiss. Linchik means to be kissed. He changes it. You have that?
Nope.
He says Linchik, and the ghost of Tsunim on Aleph, mine says Linchik.
I can't tell the difference.
Well, Linchik is to be kissed. Linashik means kissed,
I
know, active.
I don't have the
Nikudos. Oh, okay. All right, fine. But you have the ghost of Tsunim, no? You don't have that? Okay, go ahead. Next Rashi. Mi Omar what?
Mi Omar Ravnachanachi, the low pagin and Deborah. How do we know that Ravnachan says low pagin and Deborah?
Yeah.
He's
chozer on all the matanas. Bibaba what? Bibaba basra. Yeah. If the Shchimra gets better, then everything goes back. Go ahead. Because he gave it on condition he's going to die, right? He didn't die. Like, you know what it's famous like? It's like there's a famous case. The guy has guy has no children, God forbid. He's a multimillionaire. Gemara has a case where he gives all his property to some, some organization. Then before he dies, his wife's pregnant. If he would have known she's pregnant, would he have given it to the organization and not given it to the kids? Of course. Gemara says it's not good. He gives it to the kid. He never would have done that. If he would have known that his wife was pregnant, wouldn't have given it over to the organization. Go ahead. Shiar Yatzah. Maybe the kid will give it to the organization. But he, you got to give it to your family first. Go ahead. Shiar Yatzah. Go ahead. See, that's what I was saying to you. You already freed him. You can't what? Can't put him back in servitude. If you're a full-fledged Jew, you can't become an Evik 90. Go ahead. Oh, exactly. Very good. So steer it. So what's Gomer's answer? Guys, you got to get this. Ella. Go ahead. Oh, it's getting late. Go ahead. Ella.
Ella, Omar of Ashi, rather of Ashi says, Hasam Harnish. This is the reason.
Mishim
Delav
Karus Gitahu. What does that mean? Okay, so this we got to get this. What's Elo always indicate?
Rather.
But what does it also mean? Wipes off the whole slate. What does it mean? I want you to get this. Really, Rav Nachman holds what? Pagin and Diburim. Rav Nachman holds Pagin and Diburim. No doubt. He does not what? He does not hold Halach Kirav Meir. He does not hold Halach Kirav Meir.
What is Rav? No, it's
Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds Pagin and Diburim, but why does he pass like Rav Meir? Not because of lo pagin in dibura, Arye. It's not because of lo pagin in dibura. What is it?
Because it wasn't a full separation.
Not
of course, a get isha requires full severance between the man and the woman if they're getting divorced. That bond must be severed. Sefer Krisus. In the same vein, when a master frees his Evik 90, that bondage must be severed, glatt, completely smooth, no residue left, nothing, no unclearities, must be fully broke, the bond must be broken. So when Reb Meir says, Akosiv kol nechasov, yes, la'avdo, yatsa ben chorin, shir karka kolshu, that is not a full break. Because maybe what he was reserving was who? The Eved. When he writes Kosev Kol Chosev, he's leaving over some karka by himself. Maybe he had in mind who? The Eved. It's not clear, Yisrael. If it's not clear, that's why it's not a good freedom. That's why it's not a good shikhar. You follow me? But Rav Nachman holds Pagin and Dibur. He does not hold Lo Pagin and Dibur. Aye, but he's Paschal like a mayor. Arye, it's not because of what? It's not because of Lo Pagin and Dibur. It's because why? Because it's not a clear break. Do you understand what I'm saying? This answer is in with Rav Nachman. You got that? Lav Krus Gitahu. You know what it's a lot like? Agida Gabe. What is the Lashon of Agida Gabe? Where does that appear? What Daffin getting? Ayin Zion in the base. The guy gives her the get. He's still holding on to the get. Doesn't look more use the lashon agirigabe. What does agirigabe mean? He's still holding the get. It was not a full break. Star Shikra requires the same thing. We have a lot of dinim where we compare the two. What is the most famous din that we compare the two? Lishma. Kosov law, Sefer Krisis, Chupa Salonitan law. Law, law. Just like a Genisha requires Lishma, Star Shikra requires what? Star Shikra also requires Lishma. So too here we're saying. It's got to be a complete break. By Genisha, also by what? By Star Shikra as well. And that is why Reb Meir de Tanakama says Lo Yatzu L'Cheiris. Not because he holds Lo Pagin in Dibur. You got what I'm saying, Yisrael? It's a new clear theory. You got that, Chlor? Let's look at Rashi. Go ahead, Usher. Guys, look at this Rashi closely. Please, let's get it. Because that'll set up for us tomorrow. We can, or we'll see if we'll be able to start it. But look at this Rashi, okay? Good. You got it? Awesome. Yes, look at this Rashi. Go ahead, awesome.
So Amar Reb Nachman, Halachah Gremer, that Reb Nachman says the opposite of Gremer. Time of Lav Mishum de Lo Pagin and Dibur. The reason isn't because of Lo Pagin and Dibur.
Exactly. It's not because Lo Pagin and Dibur. Go ahead.
The Ha'akinami is here, Shan Shior Karka, Ploni.
Because you also mentioned a specific land. Go ahead.
There's no
even if you mention the specific land, that's what he said. Shir karka kolshu, right? Even if you mention the specific land, go ahead. Leka what? Dynamic yitzkashem shir karka plona leka plukta the dibura. There's no what?
There's no
pagin dibura. Kamer a mayor. What does he mean that there's no parking in the Dibur in that case? Ari, what does he mean when he says that? Because when you specify a piece of land, there's nothing you need to separate, right? You don't need to separate anything. You don't need to cut anything up like Nate said. It's clearly been already delineated, right? And he still says what?
He still says
lo yatsa l'cheiris, right? So you see it's not a function of what? Because I hold lo parking in the Dibur. You understand what I'm saying? Does everyone cop what I just said? It's not a function of Lo Pagin in Dibur, because even when you specify the land, and you still don't have to come on to Lo Pagin in Dibur, because in that case, you don't have to come on to Lo Pagin in Dibur, because they're already self-delineated. He still says Lo Yatzel Kheres. So it must be there's another theory out there. What is that theory? Go ahead. Ella.
Ella, time on Mishum Lav Chus Gita.
Oh, because not a full break. Go ahead.
The Gavi Ishak Sefer Krisis, by a woman who writes Sefer Krisis, Shechor Avadim Gamre La
La La Misha. We learn Shechor Avadim. La La Misha. Dichsiv. Chupasha. Oh. Right? You didn't give the bond of freedom. Uksiv. By Sefer Krisis. The Ubeinin Behu. So just like you need Lishma, you also need a full break. Go ahead. The Kaven. Just like you could say left over. Dahawat. Because his modus, his motive is to what to leave over. Dan nachas l'shiure. Go ahead. And he did not write in there in the gift.
He didn't write
in there atzmachav nechasid chulach, which he didn't divide it up. Go ahead. Then it's not a krisis gomer. How do you know he's referring to the avid of freeing? Go ahead. Aval.
But where he doesn't keep anything for himself. Kihacha, like here, having Krisus, let's say it's a complete separation, he can go out.
Exactly. What does he mean, kihacha? Which case? By the Shchimira. You understand? He means by the Shchimira. By the Shchimira where he didn't leave over anything, go ahead. And once he's been free, go ahead. Did everyone get that kihacha? It's Meiridik, Rashi. It's Meiridik, this Rashi, how clear he is. Such a gift that Hashem gave Rashi. It's unbelievable. The clarity that Rashi writes here. No? It's amazing, guys. No? This is Rashi. Go ahead. Every Rashi. We just take it for granted. Go ahead. Did everyone know the Kiyachim at the Shchimira case? Yeah, go ahead.
He can no longer return. Hashem.
Because he's already been what? Is there any names going out there? He's a ben charin. Go ahead. Vagabi what?
Vagabi milsa de rava. The eved shahavi gito. regarding the case of Rava, of an Eben who brings his own doctrine, Krus Gita.
Why is that Krus Gita? Because he holds Bagini Brut. He what? Granted, the property wasn't acquired because why? Because you need Kium and all the stars. Ava what? But he himself, he what?
He acquires because it's a Pagin
Dibura. It's Pagin Dibura. So what does he say? Gabi Milsa, Rava holds what? Pagin Dibura. See, he's changing when he says Gabi Milsa, the Hacha, whenever he brings it again, Rava holds Pagin Dibura. But within Remeir, it's not that Remeir doesn't hold that Remeir holds low Pagin Dibura. Remeir holds what? Maybe Remeir also holds Pagin Dibura. But this is Lav Kruski too. You got me? So it comes out from the Maskanas of Gemara that what? What's the Maskanas of Gemara? Maskanas of Gemara is that what? Is that Abaye holds, just like he doesn't what? Get the property, he doesn't get a what? He doesn't get himself. Remember, Abaye's having was he gets everything. Abaye switches and he says what? He gets nothing. Rava says in both cases he gets himself. What? He doesn't get the property. And Rava, the Gemara identifies holding like a Shimon, holds Pagini Dibura. Not like the Tanakam holds low Pagini Dibura. Yes? Then the Gemara says, well, one second here. We got a problem. What's the problem? We're assuming that Tanakama holds low Pagini Dibura. Well, you know what? Rav Yosef Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Nachman said, even though Rav Yosef praised Rav Shimon, the halacha is like a mayor. Right? The halacha is like a mayor. So why on earth would Rava go like who? Why would Rava go like Rav Shimon? We don't hold like what? We don't hold like him. We hold like a mayor. Mar says, what are you talking about? Rav Nachman holds like who? By the case of Shkumir, he holds Pagini Dibura. So he doesn't hold like who? Rav Nachman doesn't hold like the Tanakama. He holds like Rav Shimon. So what's the answer is, you're right. Rav Nachman also holds Pagini Dibura. Everyone holds Pagini Dibura. So what's trying the Tanakama? It's not because of Pagini Dibura. It's Lav Krutzki to who? So don't go crazy on Rava. The Rava's going like Rav Shimon. The Tanakama, Remeir also might hold Pagini Dibura. But his sheet is dependent on what? A new theory called what? What's it dependent on? Lav what? Lav Krutzki to who? Yes? Now, do I know, was I able to pin down the Pharisee holds Pagini Dibura? No, I don't know. But you can't tell me he doesn't hold of it. You understand what I'm saying? I know proactively Rav Shimon holds Pagini Dibura. That I know. You follow me? That I do know. But you can't tell me ask me as a kasha, oh, Rav Meir doesn't hold a Pagini Dibura. Who says that's true? You follow what I'm saying? Maybe he holds a Pagini Dibura. I don't know either way. But Lamai's history is based on the din of Lav Kruskita. Yes? His theory is based on Lav Kruskita. That's the Maskanas of Gemara. Okay? Let's take a look. We have 2 minutes. Let's look at the beginning of Taisus. We'll pick it up from there. Go ahead, Asher. Halach Kermeir. Guys, take a look.
Halach Kermeir.
Oh, that's what we said. Right? The Havamin is the what? What's the Havamin? The Havamin is the Mayor does not hold the Pagini Dibura. Wasn't that the Havamin? That was the Havamin. You agree with me? We just said it. We just got through saying it. Right? Go ahead. Mita Kamar. What does Leola mean? Mashma. Even the same manner that you say lo yatzel cheres, I hold it is yatzel cheres. So Remeir holds what? Lo pagin and what? In the Havamina. Go ahead. Shlo pagin and shein lo elo osa what? When he only has that city they left over. Remeir says lo yatzel cheres because he holds what? Lo pagin and dibura. Just like your mavatal the statement called nixe. You move out to the statement of Gabi what? Move out to the statement of Gabi the other. And Shimon holds Afilu Achi Yatzel Lecheres because of what? Because of Pagina what? Excellent. That's the Havamina. Umasik. What's Masik? And what's Masik mean? Conclude. The Gemara concludes. Go ahead. Time of what? It's not because he doesn't hold the Pagina in the word. Ella. Excellent. Because of a new theory. And what's that new theory? That new theory is Kruis Gita, perish?
Perish,
Kol Shi Yesh what?
Perish the Ein Zeh
Kruis Gita. Kaven what?
Kaven Shi Yesh Shire B'Dibur.
Because you're leaving over some of the Dibur, Shehu what? Shtacher Bo. The Komer Kol Nifse, he said, Kol Nifse, Eino what? Eino Miskayim Kulo. He said, Kol Shomer Chutz Liploni, it's not Miskayim. So it's not clear. Okay, we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. Please, Chazer over. Okay? Please, guys, are over, guys. So 12:15, okay? You send the guys in.